There was no road between the castle of the Wicked Witch and the Emerald City. The friends followed the sun towards the east, but when the sun was directly above them, they lost their way. The next day was overcast. They could not see the sun because it was hidden behind the clouds. Several days went by, and they kept on walking through fields full of flowers, but they were no nearer to the Emerald City.
"I'll never get my brains now," said the Scarecrow sadly.
"And what about my heart?" asked the Tin Man.
"I don't have the courage to keep on walking like this," the Cowardly Lion said. "I must have a rest."
"I have an idea," Dorothy said. "I'll call the Field Mice."
So the girl blew the whistle that the Queen of the Field Mice had given her. In a few minutes, the little mice were everywhere.
"How can we help you, my dear?"
the Queen asked.
"We cannot find the Emerald City," Dorothy said.
"This is because you have been walking the wrong way,"
the little queen said.
"Why don't you use the magic of the golden cap? It is yours now. You can call the winged monkeys. They will carry you to the Emerald City in an hour."
"Is the golden cap magic? What must I do?" the girl asked.
"The magic words are written inside the cap,"
the queen said.
"If you say them with the cap on your head, the monkeys will come. They have to obey you. But we will go first, because we don't like them. Goodbye."
The queen ran away quickly, and all the little mice followed her. Dorothy took off the golden cap and looked at the words inside. When she had learned them, she put the cap back on her head. Then she said the words very loudly. The winged monkeys arrived almost at once.
"How can we help you?"
said their king.
"Please, can you take us to the Emerald City?" the girl asked.
"That's easy,"
the king of the winged monkeys replied.
"We will fly you there. You are the owner of the cap now, and we must obey you 3 times.
So the journey back to the Emerald City was easy after all. Soon the friends could see the city's shining green walls. The winged monkeys put them down outside the big gate. Their king bowed to Dorothy, and the monkeys flew away.
"That was a good ride," Dorothy said.
"And a quick one, too,"
the Cowardly Lion said.
"The Great Oz will be very surprised to see us again."